You're listening to Pod Loser. This week's episode, baseball.
Gather every August here to celebrate our game. Raise above our number those heroes we can name. But today I want to tell my dad a thing he never thought he'd hear. I am here. All those Saturdays at our house with the Braves there on the screen. The name of Matthews, Aaron Spawn were but a distant wondrous dream. And those not enshrined in Cooperstown, I hold them just as dear. It is in their name that I am here. For every kid who's chosen last and still comes back a second time. For every lifetime minor leaguer, for the last one in the line. For every broken-hearted Red Sox fan crying in his beer, I am here. For every kid that played in Little League who still walks in those dreams. For every small market last place crowd who cheers the hometown team. For every fan who really does believe this might be the year. I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, proud and bright and clear. I am here, I am here. For every bleacher bum who tosses back a visitor's home run. For every sorry, battered loser who still thinks this game is fun. For those still cheering for the Cubbies after all these years. I am here. For every parent, every child playing catch out in the yard. For every guy whose mother threw away that box of baseball cards. Who still thinks back on their favorite team and will not fight a tear. I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, proud and bright and clear. I am here, I am here. For those who try to stretch a single to a double every time. For every sacrifice and squeeze play when the game is on the line. For every 10-year-old who faces his first curveball without fear. I am here. For every creaking joint and muscle on your hometown senior league. For every 50-year-old dreamer who still fights through the fatigue. Whose only satisfaction is one good swing and a beer. I am here. Yes, I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, proud and bright and clear. I am here, I am here. I wish I could tell every story, wish that I knew every name of every coach and every comrade who made me love this game. Every teammate, each opponent, I want to tell them all this is your hall. For every pickup game and sandlot in every little town, for every street in every city where stickball still is found. For every 6 or 86-year-old still swinging for the wall, this is your hall. I am here for all the others who never got this far. And I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, proud and bright and clear. I am here, I am here, I am here for all those others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, proud and bright and clear. I am here, I am here, I am here.
Baseball. Yeah, now that's a sport.
Lazy stadium night. Catfish on the mound. Strike three, the umpire says. Batter has to go back and sit down. Happy. Million Dollar Man. Nobody can throw the ball like Happy. To work on Mr. Finley's farm, but the old man wouldn't pay. So he packed his glove and took his arm, and one day he just ran away. Happy. Million Dollar Man. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can. Come up where the Yankees are. Dress up in a pinstripe suit. Smoke a custom-made cigar. Wear an alligator boot. Happiness. Million Dollar Man. Nobody can throw the ball. Catfish
can. Something important has just happened. I was in the toilet reading my contract, and it turns out I get a bonus when we get to the World Series. So, let's play hard. Let's play smart.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball, he is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fear. He just closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little boy, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat, says, I am the greatest, the game is on the line, and he gives his all one last time. And the ball goes up like the moon so bright, swings his bat with all his might, and the world's as still can be, and the baseball falls. And that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little boy starts home with his bat and ball. Says, I am the greatest, that is a fact, but even I didn't know I could pitch like that. Says, I am the greatest, that is understood, but even I didn't know I could pitch that good.
So when did you know, like, that she was the one for you?
October 21st, 1975.
Jesus Christ, you know the fucking day?
Oh, yeah. Because it was game six of the World Series. Biggest game in Red Sox history?
Yeah, sure.
My friends and I had slept out on the sidewalk all night to get tickets.
You got tickets?
Yep. Day of the game. We're sitting in a bar waiting for the game to start, and in walks this girl. It was an amazing game, though. You know, bottom of the eighth, Carbo tied it up at 6-6. It went to 12. Bottom of the 12th, in stepped Carlton Fisk.
Old Pudge. Steps up to the plate, you know, he's got that weird stance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, boom! He clocks it, you know. High, fly ball on the left field line. 35,000 people on their feet, yelling at the ball, but that's not because Fisk, he's waving at the ball like a madman.
Yeah,
he's going, get over, get over, get over! And then it hits a foul pole. Oh, he goes apeshit, and 35,000 fans, you know, they charge the field, you know?
Yeah, and he's fucking pulling
up. Oh, no, he's like, get on the
way, get
out of
the way! Get out of the way! I can't fucking believe you had tickets in that fucking game!
Yeah.
Did you rush the field?
No, I didn't rush the fucking field. I wasn't there.
What?
No, I was in a bar having a drink with my future wife.
You missed Pudge Fisk's home run?
Oh, yeah.
To have a fucking drink with some lady you never met?
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night, after serenade installed in Aiden Yard. Sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away. Up the road from third base to Huntington, the boys would always sing and swing. Put the game on hold. The Rudas gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wrong. Up from third base to Huntington, they sang another victory song.
2, 3, 4.
To sing, I'll sing my gravy shouting. When I hear them mess around, Boston, you know they.
He has a lot on his mind. He doesn't seem to want to listen to anything except maybe a baseball game on the radio.
And John Wetland one more time set. And here comes the 2-2 pitch to Edgar Martinez now. And a fastball swung on and hit the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back and it is. Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It is a grand salami. I don't believe it. My, oh, my.
Make you know. bet it's good to be playing again, huh?
Getting thrown out of baseball was like having part of me amputated. I'd wake up at night with the smell of the ballpark in my nose, the cool of the grass on my feet, the thrill of the grass. Can you pitch?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Who came along in a puff of smoke? Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Strong as the heart of a mighty oak. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Lucky are we to be having him. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Just when the future was looking grim, Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe came a long, long way to be with us today. With arms of steel like Hercules, feet as fleet as Mercury's, he'll fight for us, do right for us, he'll be a beacon light for us. He's Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, like a bat out of you know where. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe, strike at the pole, let him know you're there. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Shoeless Joe from M.O. Shoeless Joe from M.O. Shoeless Joe from M.O. Shoeless Joe from M.O.
Who came along in a puff of smoke?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Strong as the heart of a mighty oak.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Lucky are we to be having him.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Just when the future was looking green.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe
came upon the scene as fresh as Listerine. His laughter ripped a barn in half.
Ho, 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 ho.
Sneezed and blew away a calf. Achoo! Like sevens come, elevens come, like manna from the heavens come. It's Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Go, 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 go,
go, like a bat out of you know where. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Strike at the pole, let him know you're there. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe.
Look out, look out, look out, look out for Shoeless Joe, the barefoot boy from Hannibal Moe.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
Happy Mary Ann McCann, a crazy baseball fan, rooted hard for Dan Moran. Dan Moran, her baseball man, when he came to bat one day and saw her smile so gay, his Irish heart was thumping when he heard her yell hooray. She loudly cried, "Oh, Danny mine, a hit, and Mary Ann is thine." The score was tied, the bases full, the crowd began to cheer. For Mary almost fainted when she heard these words so clear. Strike one, strike two, strike three, the batter's out. Then Dan heard Mary Ann in frenzy shout.
If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me. But the man who can hit in a ball game can be my affinity. I'm simply baseball wild, though how I yell. Slam out a home run hit, I'll yell like, "Ooh!" If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me.
This ain't an Irish wake. Next man up was Joe McCoy, that heavy hitting boy. It hurt poor Dan when Mary shouted, "That's the boy." Oh joy, Joe, oh Joe, come show your bow. how far that little ball can go. Everybody's on their feet and making lots of noise, while every eye was staring at that bat of Joe McCoy's. A crash, fair ball, a run, the game is won. Then Mary turned to Dan and loudly sung,
if you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me. But the man who can hit in a ball game can't be my affinity. I'm simply baseball wild, oh how I yell. Slam out a home run hit, I yell like, woo! If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me.
Well, fuck this fucking game.
With me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be your Ferdinand, and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private, and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin, and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too, and Willie May. I love you, I've a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why don't let absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help a passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. Catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. Wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. You settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Saturday summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains and we'd choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem, 'cause the fastest, the strongest played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. Well, I never needed to ask, it was sealed. I just took up my place in right field, playing right. Awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandy.
me here in right field. It's easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Dragging on, there's strikes on the batter, some runners are on. I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. The whole team is yelling and I don't know what for. And then suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wandering, what could it be? They point to the sky and I look up.
This has turned out to be. The bases are loaded. The pitcher's in an awful spot, and the crowd is going crazy. The pitcher's tense.
Oh, what?
The batter's tense. The crowd is tense. It's up to the pitcher. $500,000 and the World Series hinge on this pitch. It's a terrific hit. He literally knocked the horse hide off the old apple. The runner turns to first, and the crowd is going. The outfielder comes in fast. The runner tears around first base. Here comes the ball, and it looks like the fielder has it. But he dropped it. Roy, bring her home. There goes the man home. Win that ball. Roy, throw it. Here comes the runner towards second. There goes another man home, and the score is tied. There goes the winning runner on third. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Here comes the ball. Run, man, run. It's a race for home plate. Slide, slide. This is going to be close.
Well, folks, it's up to the umpire, that impartial pillar of judicial dignity whose word is law.
He's out. What do you mean the one time I squeeze on the rest? What do you mean I squeeze on the rest?
That great American privilege is thoroughly enjoyed by players and spectators alike. That's why the national sport will always be that good old American game, baseball.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field, our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue. Give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. In a world full of greed, I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday. legends we've known, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand, and united we'll fall, down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, her name ain't said, oh, let's play tune. Oh, did it mean 200 years? In the same ballpark, a diamond, our jewel, the home of our joy and our tears. Keeping traditions and wishes made new, a place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew. A spiritual feeling if I ever knew. And if you ain't been, I am sorry for you. When the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and know I was right to think someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah,
towards second. There's the pitch, and oh, he dusted him off of the old beanball, folks.
Walking on ball fields for 16 years, and I've never received anything, kindness and encouragement from you fans. I have had the great honor to have played with these great
veteran ball players on my left. Murderers Row. Our championship team of 1927. People all say that I've had a bad break. But today, today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the Duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid, and Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke, and me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Pease, and Berry, talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. And it's no fluke, they'll be with Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
It was Willie.
You've been listening to Podloser. Find us online at www.tylerhellard.com. See you next time.